Halachos of Bris Milah. We're up to page 95. We almost finished. We don't have that all that much on Bris Milah. We'll have to see what we're going to do next. Okay, up to Bris Milah, page 95, Ois Lamed Gimel. Okay, interesting stuff. Spooky stuff. Mehagim Lasois Kisei Leliyahu Shemikra Malach HaBris. It is the minute to make a Kisei Shel Eliyahu, who's called the Malach HaBris, Uchshamanicha Yoyma Bepiv Shehu Kisei Eliyahu V'chach Issa Shom Bepirkei Debeloze B'Bimei Achav Batul Hamilo. What's the reason why we have a Kisei Shel Eliyahu? It's during the time of Achav when Mila was Batul. The Amar Eliyahu V'kine Kina Gedoyla. These are the Pesukim Sefer Malachim. And Eliyahu was furious. He was furious at Melech Achav at that time, why the Jewish people have abandoned the Bris Mila. The Shama Izevel Bikshol Hargoy, and Izevel heard his arguments, what he said. Izevel wanted to kill Eliyahu. Nigle Alav Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Amalei Malacha Poy Eliyahu. What are you doing over here, Eliyahu? What's going? Why did you run away? Why did you run away? So he said, V'Amalei Kanoi Konisi Kinesi. I'm a Kanoi, and I've started up with the king and the queen. And a zevil wants to kill me, I had to run away. Are you gonna do this forever? So Eliyahu said, the reason why I'm it's legitimate, my arguments. The reason why I got upset was because Achav prevented Klal Yisrael from doing Bris Milah. So El Hashem said to him, it's not true. You don't know the facts. The facts are that the people do Bris Milah, you just don't know, but you don't see. They do it secretly. And therefore, as a punishment to prove to you that Klal Yisrael does Bris Milah, for the rest of your life, you are going to be required to go and witness every single Bris Milah. Chayecha she'en Yisrael oisim Bris Milah ad she'ata roya beinecha mikan hiskinu chachamim she'ye oisim kovod l'malach habris ad kan l'shoinu. So therefore, it is a punishment. We think it's a covet, Eliyahu HaNavi. It's not. He's a frequent flyer, Eliyahu HaNavi. He has to come to every single... What?
You got two
brishim. Yeah. So how is he able to come and do be in two places at the same time? How is he able to come to a bris on Shabbos? He can't go. He can't go to tchum. He's not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos. So go lemalam min atchum. Lemalam min atchum. How is he able to stay sober night of Pesach? Right, he have to come and drink from everyone's kosher lelio. How is he able to survive? So these are all questions that we have. We don't know what these things mean.
Tomorrow in Sanhedrin asked about Pius Mason. It says when you come back, are you going to have if you had a missing leg? If the Mefarshim say so, you're worried about how the person will look when he comes back. You're not asking me that he'll come back at all. That this the whole idea of Pius Mason exists. But you're worried about if he's missing, he has a hole in his body, is he going to come back with a hole or not?
I can ask you another question. Is Eliyahu coming back as a physical being for the bris? I suppose he would have to shemayim.
You read the art scroll introduction to Chelek. He says that we don't know.
Eliyahu comes three times. We refer to Eliyahu three times by Bris Milah, by the Seder Kosh Eliyahu, and every time we bench. I once heard a drasha. If you read the pasuk, I don't have the pasuk in front of me now. You go back to this pasuk when he complained, Kanoi Kinesi. He really says three things. If you look there in the pasuk, there are three things that he talks about. He talks about Bris Milah, and he talks about two other things which allude to Pesach. And also allude to the Mizbeach. And since every person's meal, when you eat a meal at your table, it's as if you're offering a carbon on the Mizbeach. Chazal said that the Shulchan Shel Adam is like the equivalent of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. That is why these three things, we also always mention Eliyahu. Bris Milah, Pesach, the night of the Seder, the Mizbeach. Look at the Pesukim. The Pesukim mentioned Pesach, Bris Milah, and the Mizbeach. So these three things, we always go out of our way to mention Eliyahu HaNavi. Now he goes on to say that you're supposed to have a beautiful Kisei Shel Eliyahu. It's very disturbing. You go to a Bris Milah, they don't have a nice Kisei Shel Eliyahu. They just take a regular chair.
A folding chair.
It's very, like, what kind of covenant is this? I remember when I was in Chaim Berlin, so they used to have this beautiful Kisei Shel Eliyahu. They did have this feeling, and it disappeared. And I don't, already the last, at least the last 10 years, at least the last 10 years, they don't have. They just use a regular chair. So what happened? I don't know what happened to it. Where did it disappear to? This big, magnificent, beautiful chair was somewhere in the front. It disappeared, and now they just have a folding chair. It's very disturbing to have a folding chair. You're supposed to have a beautiful chair in honor of... They use a chair, regular chair. You're supposed to have a beautiful chair. Look, that's what he says over here in the next paragraph. The cave the Shekisa Zush Hushal Elio Lakein Mahadrin Liyoy Sandik Leshev Al Kisei Kodesh Azeh. We are Mahadrin, that the Sandik should sit Al Kisei Kodesh Azeh. Now, this is a minig by some. The Sandik sits on the Kisei Shel Elio. That's not the common minig among the Ashkenazim. Among the Ashkenazim, the minig is that you put the baby, when the baby comes in from the Kvata, you put the baby on the Kisei Shel Eliyahu, and the Moel says, then you take it from the Kisei Shel Eliyahu, and the Sandik sits down on his chair, a different chair. But there is definitely a minog. It's a minog, it's not so uncommon, where the Sandik sits on the Kisei Shel Eliyahu. That's what he writes over here. The Aruch HaShulchan is writing this. L'chein mahadun liyos nisandik yilo yishev al kisei kodesh hazev l'chachzik hayelet an birkov be'es hamilu la'asoysak dugmas ha'mizbeach to make like the mizbeach u'mitzvah gedoylo v'yikarihi. And it's a beautiful minhag to have a beautiful kisei shel elio. So you're making a bris for your grandchildren. You make sure they have their bakov edika kisei shel elio. I'm sure there's a gemach somewhere where you can get a hold of a beautiful kisei shel elio. V'chos ha'vabeinu haramah. Many shuls have them. Because we know Rabbeinu Rama, V'ksimen Yud Aleph, the Yofe Koyach Hasandik Mikoyach Hamoyel LaHakdimoy LiKriyas HaTorah. Now he's going into Halach. Who gets the Aliyah? You have the Aliyah. Who gets the Aliyah? So the Koyach of Hasandik is more better than the Moyel. He gets an Aliyah. They call Sandik Havi Kimakter Ketorah. So L'Chinoigim Shlalite and Shnei Yeladim LeBal Bris. He goes the old minig. The old minig is that you do not give one person to be a Bal Bris LeBal Bris Secha. The one person should not be the Chabi. The Sandik twice. The same person to be the Sandik. Now, by the way, before the Sandik gets an Aliyah, who gets the Aliyah? Father. The one that has the Chiv to get an Aliyah first is the Avi HaBen. If there's another Aliyah, or one is a Kohen of Levi Yisrael, then the second Aliyah is Rosh Chodesh. You have two Aliyahs. Then it goes to the Sandik, and then it goes to the Moel. Okay, so over here he doesn't mention the father really comes before the Sandik.
Not sure if that's...
That's universal? Look in the article Siddur. In the back of the halachas of the Kedima, I might need to take a moment to find out the halachas of getting an aliyah. Chiyuvim le'aliyas. Okay, so he writes over here, Aleph lef chosan, Beis is chosan b'shabas, Gimel nar b'shadas, okay, Dalid, Baal, Shabbos Shabbat, his wife comes, Hey chosan, okay, Vav, Yortzait, Zayin, Avi haben b'shabas, Shalifne Hamila. The Shabbos. B'ktsas mekaymus nohagu litein aliyah gam l'sandik u'lemoyel. That's on Shabbos. V'yeish nohagu l'chabdom b'hagbah. Okay. Imayel choy lebor shayich hamila ina av l'chayiv l'chiv l'aliyah. Yesh komash nohagu l'chabdom s'abal tokeya. Okay, so it doesn't say that for the Shabbos. That's the Shabbos. Seder aliyah. I have to go see what about during the day itself. I don't know. Okay, that's the Shabbos before. I gotta go look it up. Okay, let's go further. Now, what about over here? You should not supposed to give the same sandik, the sandikois, to the same person in one family twice. Not everyone follows that custom. Some have a custom, certainly by chassidim, they give their rebbe the sandikois multiple times. Okay, lebal bris, echo kedaminim, begabi kitoris. Why? Because we learned this comes from the kitoris, because it says in the Gemara that they were makbid. This is a given. Even by the Hasidim, they do not let the one person do the Keteris more than once. Okay, they can't argue on a Gemara. By the Keteris, it's Chadashim LeKeteris, Ferish Gemara. Chadashim LeKeteris, a person, they only allowed a person who did not yet bring the Keteris to do the Keteris in order to spread the wealth. Because it's a school of four Ashiros. It doesn't work, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I know, it's working. No, it's not working. Okay, now it's working. Okay, so the minig is you don't give sandikos more than once.
One family
does not give the sandikos to the same person twice. However, by the way, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen Gadol, on the other hand, can bring the keteris whenever he wants. Eminent domain. He can push away anyone he wants
when he comes to bring the Ketores. Next.
But if he has more aniklach, more children, he's allowed to.
What? What? A
tzaddik.
What do you mean? A family, the mechabed a person with tzaddik kodesh, you only give to a tzaddik once if they have two children, two sons.
Yeah.
So you don't give the same tzaddik a second time. You look for someone else to give tzaddik kodesh. In the family, you're not supposed to give, a person is not supposed to give, according to the simple minug, to be mechabed the same person with tzaddik kodesh more than once. If he has five children,
somebody, it doesn't work, at least Rosh Hashanah 25 times. Every einik.
That's a different branch of the family. If he has five sons and each son has a grandchild, he has a grandchild from each of the sons, so then they can. But if a person, for a person himself who has multiple children, you're not supposed to give the same person tzaddik kodesh more than once. V'tarchu gidoylin b'zeh d'otu b'gitoyres lo hoye rashaya koy l'akiv kama pamim elish lo nosnu. Does that as a halacha? When it came to the gitoyres, was this a halacha etched in stone that you were not allowed to give a person a koy gitoyres more than once? It means elish lo nosnu lo. It was a convention that they made it among themselves. Shaloi liskois l'kulam, then liskois l'kulam, to give other people an opportunity. V'im kain kishav roitzer. But therefore, it's not exactly the same thing, and it's not an actual halacha. It's just something which was a minog. So therefore, if a father wants to be mechabed a person more than once, why not? Why can't he give the kibud more than once? The old de hoiru. I don't know what that word over here is. De hoiru. The hare yesh mekaymo shaharav hu sandik b'chol hayiladim. There are communities where the rav is always the sandik. It's not a raya, because you can say that the Rav has the status of a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol always has the right to bring the Ketores whenever he wants. Ach, eze dimyon hu le Ketores, hak a carbon dami. What dimyon is there to the Ketores? Like a carbon. Mimnei she'adam ha'shafach kamay she'avivanu b'simin lamed aleph mimedrash ayin sham. Also, another question is, why are we comparing the Bris Mila to the Ketores? Bris Mila is compared to the Mizbeach, not to the Ketores. Ach, gam b'zeh yeshloim adal piyamed, which is another midrash that says, no, it is Ketores. Lech lecha, Amar Rav Yavo, b'shosh, shemol avraham ha'emidim, give us arelos, v'hitliyu, v'ol reichon lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ketores san. There's another midrash that says, when Avraham Avinu was mal all of the people of his household, he piled up all of the foreskins, and the sun came out, and it caused there to be an odor or slash a fragrance to go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Hashem said HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shosh shabon of shalzeh b'am lidei averos ani niska lechem harech hazeh ad kan l'shana. So we do indeed find in the Medrash, which explicitly says that it's compared to the Ketores, and that is why it is not so terrible. Therefore, there is some grounds to this minig. Libi oimali the ikar ha'inyan hu me'advarim ha'nelamim. This is something which is concealed. The Matsinu Le Rabbi Huda Hachosid Bitzavosav Shalitain Lecha the Sandik L'Shtei Banav. In the Tzava, Shabbat, you mentioned this. In the Tzava of Rabbi Huda Hachosid, he did command that his children should not give Sandikais to a person more than once. Elim Kain Meis Nechamehem Ad Kalish. Unless one Rachman, one of the children died, then he can give the Sandikais to the second baby the same Sandik as the first. V'chein Yadua Sherabenu Peretz. Shemenu Mikar Din Zeho Yechochem Gadol. The Mikar for this minig is Rabbi Peretz. The Chochmas Hanistar, the Gam Rabbeinu HaRamah came, he was also a big Mekubal Ramah, the Hoya Adlohem Dover Zel Pi Soid. So therefore, the bottom line over here is that this inyan of not giving Sandikos to the person more than once is in Yone Kabbalah. So if you're into these things, so be it. Ach, Shabedinin lo yos la haros mitoy Chochmas Mustaros, Vahaniglos lanu ulvanenu. Therefore, we are not accustomed, not every person is accustomed to secrets of the Torah. Most of us are focused on Nigla. Therefore, Ila, Matsu, Litois, Tam, Bikataris. Therefore, since he knows that not everyone knows is involved in Yoni Nistar, they found an excuse to find the Medrash which equates the Mila to Kitaris. And therefore, a person should follow the advice of the Ramah and not give a sandik more than once. A person sandikos more than once, even though the truth is these are in Yone Kabbalah. You'll find the Medrash maybe to give you a little bit of support, it's Yone Kabbalah. And if the Ramah says to do so, V'nei Yisrael Yoitzim B'yod Ramah, it is a very nice, it is a minute. Okay, that's what it is. They say, the Olam says is that a sandik has a hashpa on the baby. they say that you should be very, very careful whom you choose to be the Sandik, because the spiritual status of the Sandik has a direct influence on the upbringing of a child. They do studies, very strange, they do studies about people, certain very chashuv people in this world, who was their Sandik. And they show, I've read once an article, they show that the child very much in Hashkafa turns out on some very famous personalities after who was their Sandik. It's interesting, is there something to it, or it's just a coincidence? It's something to be careful. Lamed, hey, oid kasav de ein leisha liyos sandik letinik b'mokam she'efsha leish mishum dehavi kipritzus. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's not proper for a woman to be a sandik.
Woman.
Now, if there's a man available, so the woman should not be the sandik. And we call mokam ihi oizeres lebala. There's no question she can participate. Umivi atinik ad besakneses. She's the kvata. Right? A kvata is always a team. It's always, usually it's a husband and wife. The husband takes the baby from her. But the man can do everything. Our meaning is a woman does not help at all. Don't get carried away here. Our Hashulchan doesn't have a woman help out. She does not do anything. So it seems from the Aruch HaShulchan is that in ancient times, not ancient times, but before, not so long ago, a woman would actually participate in the Nila itself by helping the Sandik. So she was actually
just delivered it to the Sandik, basically.
More, that's what we do today. Today, she delivered to the Sandik. That's all she did?
Yeah. Here, not she delivered to the Sandik.
Not even that.
Here you go.
Don't even deliver to the Sandik. You have to have another intermediary.
Another
keyboard. You don't even let the woman deliver to the Sandik. The yearly she zebulosh and kitar yearly. Where does it come, the word kivater? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that it comes from the word kitoires. They are meaning the kresos, ma loshen kitoires, dover she koiter v'oile, it goes up in a straight column. So kvater, uperish rashi, koiter she metamer v'oile kimakol, ayin shom. The kevon she nispar sha mila hi ki kitoires, lochein nikra ze kimakim she mekarev hatinik ala mila, the one that brings the baby near to the place of mila, she mekarvoi lahaktoras, you bring it close to the Ketores. The Alpi Shini Halashonis Nischalev Bein Koiter Bechadvav Lekvater Bishnevavin. So it's due to some distortion, some corruption of the language, it turned from a Koiter to a double Vav. And when there's a double Vav, you have to somehow pronounce the second Vav. How are you going to pronounce the second Vav? So you say Kivater, Kivater. You have to put a pause after the Kuf. That's what is the suggestion, a very novel suggestion. I bet you bottom box that many people disagree with the Aruch HaShulchan. That's not how they learn. They probably find it to be some type of a Greek word or some perversion of Godfather or some mystical word. They probably, I remember reading, we don't spend time on this. It's all different interpretations of where it comes Kavater. And most of the people, most they say it's not a Jewish word, it's a Godfather, it's some type of Goyish word which somehow made its way into our religion. The Aruch HaShulchan has been very generous by telling us that really it's a Jewish word and it comes from Kitoires and there's a mistake, an extra Vav, it turned into Kvater. What? Sandik also is a Greek word. Sandik is a Greek word. I just read an article about this professor. I always knew about him. I always heard about him. Louis Friedman? Louis Feldman?
Yeah.
Feldman? He was a professor, a Greek professor, classics in Yeshiva University.
Like 100 years.
He was like 100 years old. He was Niftus. He was Niftus recently. So someone wrote an obituary, and he says that one of the things he would always teach students is the etymology of the word sandik. It's a Greek word. And all these different words that were used in our, and they used in Yados, which really are Greek words, that was one of his specialties. V'da. Sha'minik etzlenu sha'ak sha'amak sha'a mehakivater mekabel acher umoyser li acher vi acher li acher ad shemoyshum lehamanicho yalakise shelelio. You pass the baby along, you pass the torch. Okay, it's called hagoshes. You don't hear them do this anymore today. What it used to be is that the male would say mechubed of so and so with a hagosha, mechubed with a hagosha. What? Hagosha means to come close. Hagosha means to come close. So you pass the baby around.
From one to the other. They
encounter? Yeah. Agasha, encounter, an encounter. So it means that an encounter or means to come close. Whatever it means. It used to be that the Moyel would make an announcement with Mechabit, this one with Agasha, Agasha, and they can do even 20 Agashas. Everyone that comes to the Bris Milah gets a kibbutz, gets a Agasha. Today you don't hear this. You don't hear them making that announcement, and they don't even do it anymore. Today everyone is in such a rush. So today they just have the kvater, and from the kvater goes into the key, goes onto the kisei shel Eliyahu, and then there's minakisei. Then you pick up and you give a kibud. Well, the kvater gives it to the kibud of kisei shel Eliyahu. What do you do if they give you the kibud of kisei shel Eliyahu? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to take the baby from the kvater and put the baby on the kisei shel Eliyahu. Then there's a kibud called minakisei when you pick up the baby from the kisei, and you give it to the sandik, and then there is the sandik, then the other kibbutzim. I remember there was a very good joke, one of the batchanim. He made a joke when Rav Avadya Yosef, when he changed his the people that work, who are the people of this dairy, right? And there was someone else. So there were some really great jokes. Ravadia is giving Minakise. he took the. I don't remember all the name. It was brilliant. How there was no Minakise. He removed one of his administrators, his people. I don't remember. We have to go look it up. Okay, let's go further. You'll Google it. I'm sure you'll find it. Look for jokes. Whatever. That's called min hakisei. Vani chayshesh b'zeh mimash amul chazal be'ervin al mishnah the tinek sheyoldasa imay b'sade mois shol lechaver v'chaver lechaver v'afilu hein meya v'oymer sham avgav the kashulei yorei lahatinok. So the cave of the koshele latinok lo manasa came. What are you doing to the poor baby? So what we're saying over here? He sees by bris milah people they pass the baby around. They pass the baby from person to person. So the Feirush of Gemara Masech the Shabbos that it's not a good thing, it's not healthy for the baby to pass the baby around. The Gemara case is the baby is born in the field. So what are you going to do? The baby is born in the field. How are you going to get the baby back home? It's Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go more than the Tchum on Shabbos. So the Gemara says the solution is have a lot of people line up. Everyone passes from person to person. That way everyone is known as going more than Dalet Amos. And the Gemara says, why are you doing this? You're harming the baby. The baby is an infant. He was just born. It's a delicate little creature. You can't go past the baby from person to person. Better be Mechal Shabbos. Ain Dover Oimim Nebikoach Nefesh. So the Gemara says, it's not necessary. The baby's not going to die from this. And even though it may be a Sakana, but Shabbos Kodesh. You have to be Nizer in Kedusha Shabbos. It's Chazal made an assessment. They weigh the danger, the harm that can come to the baby, versus the Chomer Hadavar of Chilul Shabbos, and they determine that it's Kedai to be Nizer in Shabbos over any harm that may come to the baby. But what do you take out of that Gemara? That it's harmful for the baby to be passed around from person to person. So how then can you take an 8-day-old baby in the Beis HaKnesses and pass the baby from person to person? It's harmful. And there is no Chilul Shabbos in the Beis HaKnesses. There is no issue of Shabbos. So what are you doing over here? So this is the protest of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, I'm talking to a wall. They're not going to listen to me. Everyone in the Beis HaKnesses wants the zechus of holding the baby. Isn't it an amazing thing to learn? It's a zechus to come to Bris Milah, to have the zechus to hold the baby. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Not so pashut. Oy slamet vav. Oy kasev, they're not going to live with spalab yom amilah, shenemar. It is the minik for the wailah to daven for the amud. How do you like that? When was the last time you saw Mel down for the Amud? Never. Okay? They sing Oz Yashir. To down for the Amud? Down for the Amud? The whole Tzila, Chazor Sashat, the whole Tzila? They're ready running out the door. They're ready preparing the Bris Milah here for davening. Well, they say pasik by pasik v'choroisim or habris or ozyashir, but that's not what it says. It says that they have a minute that they should be mispalal for the omud. They push away chiyuvim. Someone has a yard side too big. Today it's a bris mil am lemol. I get daven. It's a pasik. The pasik says roimais kel begroinam v'cheref pifios biyadam. Read the pasik backwards. The one who has the cheref pifios, the double-edged sword, in their hand. Okay, which means which is a code for the mila. The mila, I don't know why it's called double edged, but it's a cheref. They're the ones who are going to be zoicha to the first part of the pasuk to be roimimais, to praise kel Hashem begroinam at kan l'shoinai. So this is what the moyalim say. They use this to their advantage to take the amud, to daven for the amud. The kasvu. So the Paiskim writes, Shaloi Nimsa Drosh Zu B'Shum Mokim. They made this up. Even Yitzra Chochma can't find such a Maimer Chazal to say that they have a right to push away the Baal Tzvila. V'ein Litchoyz Es Ha'evol Mil Spalol. I disagree. Do not push away an Ol from Davening because of this make-believe Drosha. V'chol Ha'moicha Ba'evol Ki'ilu Goizel Es Ha'meis. Anyone that pushes away an Ol, you're stealing from the dead. It's the worst thing. V'atam Hu Mishum De'Ha'moil Oisek B'Mitzvah. The reason that they give is because the moyel is oisek b'mitzvah. Okay, that's the logic behind this, but he holds it's not correct. V'etzleinu ein aminig shamoyel yispalel. It's not our custom today. We never see this being done. We don't do this. He's quoting of an ancient minig. We don't do this. V'rak oime psukei v'chorois imoy habris b'nigun ad yishtabach. He reads the pasuk by pasuk b'nigun until yishtabach, and even the people that they answer along with him. I never saw them answer along. I just see he says, and people they listen. They don't listen. They down on their own. I guess in a more formal shul they would respond pasuk by pasuk. Hakosub is sidurim. Period. Pasuk Ramos Kalbegronam Nagin Hachazan Benigun. The Pasuk Ramos Kalbegronam, the Chazan sings with the Nigun, the Noigim Lahalik Neros. Period. Nu Halacha. The Noigim Lahalik Neros Vesakneses, Veitzla Mila, the Lokas Neros Hu Lahoros Al Simba Simcha. What? The Chorosim Arbus, he says the Pasuk by Pasuk. The meaning is to light candles. To light candles in Vesakneses, Veoid the Amila Meir Hanefesh Shaloish HaYisraeli. It lightens up the Neshama to show that the Rishama is being lit up. That's why you're supposed to light candles. So the Minhage Maharil Kosov, the Shahaya Sandik, Yunoik, Lirchoitz, Litbol, Atzim, the Mikvah. This people do today, they're very nizer in this, that the Sandik should go to the Mikvah in the morning. We learned last week about this. The Mikvah, Lahaknes, Atinik, Betahara, Libris. It's not you. It's not you, it's the baby. Okay, that's the attitude is, if I am going to be a mashpia on the baby, it is my duty to go to mikvah, I should be a good mashpia on the baby. Okay, this I never saw, but the Mamaril says you should light 12 candles, connected the Yud Beis Shvatim. V'ner Tomit, Shetadla Gimel Yomim, Ayin Sham, and you should light a Ner Tomit for 3 days. In other words, you have those 3-day candles. They still say the 1-day candles, the 2-day candles, 3-day candles. They sell 3-day candles?
Yes.
They do sell. What, for Yom Tov, I guess, right? For Yom Tov. For 3-day Yom Tov. It's 3-day Yom Tov yard site. Yiskar. 3-day Yiskar Yom Tov.
Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. You need 3 days.
Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. What happens if a person gets to light Yiskar candle on Yom Tov before Yom Tov? Are you allowed to light a Yiskar candle on Yom Tov Sheni? So it's a machlokes apoiskim. So some say yes, some say not. I know that Rav Belsky would tell people that you can do it, meikar hadin, but it's better not to, and the neshama will have a bigger zuchus for the neshama not to light it, What? Unless it bothers you so much your whole life, you never missed. You never miss your whole life. You can do it. You can definitely do it. If you're going to use the neshama, you're not allowed to use. You're not allowed to light it. It's halakha shloi letzorech. You only allowed to light it letzorech achila. No, you're not allowed to do that. A neri neshama, you're not allowed to use for. You're violating. It's not a neri neshama then. If you're going to use the neri neshama to illuminate a dark room, that's not a covet for the neshama. Then the covet for the neshama is a neri is being lit for the covet of the neshama of a zehu. If you're going to use it for illumination, you're going to use it to make a challenge.
There is hilchos neir neshama.
It's not true. The neir neshama very similar halachas. You light it in the zehu. You don't not nene from it. That's the halachas. A neir neshama is not for hana. It's just for the covet of the neis. Period. If you're going to use it for light or cooking, so that's not called a neir neshama. So if you forget to light before yom tif, 2-day yom tif, yiskar, what do you do? So Shavuos or even Pesach, second day, the Achron Shel Pesach, Pesach Shavuos. So that's why they make today's special two day candles. It should last for 2 days. You light the day before, but people forget all the time. So it used to be, people always used to light. But then I recently heard Rybelski, so he was moichel. He holds that it's not so simple. It's not so simple that you ought to light it. But fine. Next. But he writes over here, you should light, because why 3 days? Obviously, because the baby is not healed for 3 days. Which place can tell us it's not really true. We learn by Avram Vahi, by Yom HaShlish, by Yosem Koyavim, by the Shechem, Maisa, Dina, and Shechem. So Shimon and Levi had them do Bris Milah, and they launched their attack on day 3. Vayhi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosem koyavim. Day 3 is Yom Shlishi l'Milah, is the most painful day of the Milah. Avraham Avinu, Hashem came to greet Avraham Avinu on the third day of the Milah. It was Hashem took out the chama min artika in order to prevent guests from bothering Avraham when he was in pain. The doctors in the Milah will tell you the baby is 100% cured about a couple of hours after the Bris Milah. After Milah, you finished. There's nothing more to do. 3 days? What are you talking about? They look at you like you're from Mars. 3 days. So either we'll have to say Nishtana Hateva, or there's something that we don't know about. There's something that medical science does not know about. Or this halach is only for adults. Is not for men. However, look at the Aruch HaShulchan. It says there is an inyan from the Maril to light a candle for 3 days. Obviously, the 3 days. What do you mean 3 days? Obviously, the 3 days has something to do with Vayhi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosem koyavim, and you're dealing with a little baby. And as well, there's something called by Hasidim. They make a suda on the third day. They do something. It's the 10th day of the baby is born. The 10th day the baby is born is the third day of the meal. 8, 9, 10. They make a suda. So how does this correlate with modern science where you don't need 3 days? It's a very big mystery. Maybe there's something that they knew that we do not know.
That's why the Abarbanel says on the Taich of Ibayom HaShlishi, it doesn't mean the third day after the Milah. It was the third day from when Dina was taken
captive. Ah, so it was the first day of the Milah.
The third day
of taking him captive. It was not necessarily the third day of Milah.
Not special.
He's coming to ask the question. Why did they wait 3 days? Okay, so let's go further. So here, it's over here to have a candle for 3 day candle. Ayin Shav. Yet, you never saw anyone do this. I never saw in Shul someone come light 12 candles. I saw 2 candles. That's very common. You light 2 candles. Why 2 candles? Why not 1 candle? I don't know. Why 2? But you never saw anyone light a 3 day yardside candle in honor of the baby. You never saw this. Let's say the moyel is an ovel, he's a shiva, immutul lelech lamul yisparba simen shin tzadi gimel, v'immutul ovel yos al sudas mila yisparba simen shin tzadi al ayin sham. I don't know what it says there. I would imagine there's no one else. Of course you can do it with the Bris Mila, right? That I would imagine. There's no other moyel available to do Bris Mila. But what? Suda l'chor or not? L'chor, l'chor, he can't go to the suda, but l'chor, you have to say the lachs, but l'chor, if there's no other one to do the Bris Mila, obviously he's going to be, he's chayv mol mitzvahs. Shiloh, probably the interesting Shiloh is, what about if you and your family, you always mock me to use a certain moil. Everyone in the family, for tradition, down all the generations, like some people, there were even 4 or 5 generations of Zimmermans. People from the one who did the original.
Yeah, yeah.
So it means so much to you, and now let's say, Rahman al-Islam, that moil is an Ovel. So you can go to another moil. Yudavka can such an inyan. I have no idea. Lamed zayin. The kotsvu denoy hagim lasa suda b'yom amila v'yisa perikin derbelozer. The yas avraham mishte gadol b'yom yigamalas yitzchak b'yom hey gimel mo. So we make a drasha. The pshutay shol mikra is b'yom higamel, the day that he weaned Yitzchak. He was 2 years old. 2 years old. He made a big party. Doesn't say he made a big party on the day of his bris milah. It's a drasha. The drasha is hey gimel. Hey, 5 plus 3 is 8. Mem lamed is mol, short for mila. On the 8th day, when he did bris mila, he made a mishteh gadol. Okay, it's a very big chiddush to read that shot in the pasuk. Others say this pasuk is makar for a sudas bar mitzvah. He gomeles yitzak means he was weaned off the yetzer hara, because now he has a yetzer toif. This is one of the main makaros in the medrash that you're supposed to make a suda. On the day of a bar mitzvah. So you have 3 different things. Pshuto shel mikra, does anyone ever tell you make a party on, and when the baby is 2 years old? Never heard. Never heard of a 2-year-old birthday party. But it has religious significance? It's interesting. Why not? It's pshuta shel mikra. B'yayim he gamel les Yitzchak. The day he was weaned, and halacha being weaned means until 2 years old. Today no one nurses until 2 years old. Such a thing today? Nursing?
No, it's unusual.
It's unusual, okay, 2 years old. Times have changed. But that's the pshuta shel mikra. We make a drasha. B'yom hey gimel mol. Kiloimar b'yayim hashmini on the eighth day. Kishamalu. The hey gimel, when you add up the numbers, oile shmoine equals 8. Who says this? Tosfos says this. Pshat the pasuk. Uchav kasu denohagu lokachas minyan lesuudas mila. You need a minyan. 10 people have to come to this meal. You can't have a minyan amongst yourself. Mikrei suudas mitzvah. Pirkei de Belozo edus bris mila biasara. It's called edus. V'zeh. Now it says there, Eidos bris mila asara, don't confuse this with the suda. In other words, a bris mila lichatchila requires 10 people. The suda also requires, lichatchila should require, but that's not what it means in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. The ain't any le suuda el le etzem hamila v'yevshu the mishum persumi who depirs them who be asara. When you want to be mefarsim something, you always need 10 people. Uvim the nusenu persuminisa is always 10. Therefore, lechatchilu to be mefarsim, you have 10 people. Uvim the nusenu maatim heim shoisim suuda v'ak oichlam kitzas mini mistika kelekach uchiyotze bezeh bebneihu anius v'kovid haparnasa. Period. Nohago kain. So he writes that in his time, people do not make a suda. They were poor. They were too poor to afford to make a suda. They had just some cake, some lekach, piece of cake, and that was it. And he's saying that's not, unfortunately, that was because of poverty. If you are invited, and he explains, v'davka shenimsu sham b'nei adam mehuganim, avalim nimsu b'nei adam she'enim mehuganim ein tzach lechol sham ad kan l'shan. This attack, they attack, say this. The Chazon Ish said this. The reason why he does, he goes that bizman hazeh, you have an excuse that the people by the bris mila are not mehuganim. It's a pella, mamash a pella. Because people, you invite someone to a bris mila, if you don't go to a bris mila, if you're invited and you do not show up, you're menude l'shamayim.
What?
Menude. You're excommunicated. It's a ferish chazal. Minude la shamayim, you excommunicated to heaven if you did not go to a bris mila when you were invited to attend. So how come? So a lot of gedolim don't go. They invite them. You know, I'm making a bris mila. So became a minute. You don't invite. You inform. You put up a sign. So it became a minute where you put up a sign. You're not supposed to invite people to a bris mila because you don't want to put them in a situation where they're not going to come, and then they'll be subject to the curse of being minude la shamayim. So you never invite. You never call a person, I'm making a bris mila, you better show up. You don't show up, you're minude la shamayim. You're not supposed to do that. You just put up a sign in shul. Or today, I guess you send out a text, or you send out an email, okay? So that's not cool. That's not actually, is that in the same category as telling? Maybe yeah, maybe not. I don't know. What status does a text have? What status does an email have? What? Informing you. So even when you send that, it's informing you. However, many times you can't avoid it. You tell people, especially you. And so then, well, people don't know the halacha and they tell other people. And the other people who hear know the halacha and they can't go. So the solution is, because you have a right to assume, this is what it says, this is shocking. You have a right to assume that at the suda will be anoshim she'enom mihuganim. People who are not muhugan. What does that mean? People that are not
science.
Correct. They have cell phones. There are people that have cell phones. They have smartphones. Anyone who has a smartphone is begeder. She'ena muhugan. Menela. That's a very good excuse. You don't have to go to the sudas bris mila. You think I'm joking? There are people that will tell you that what I just said. So in any event. This is scary halach. Therefore, you have to command the shamash not to call him to a bris, not to call him because you don't want to be in this category. Achata ba'avonaseinu harabim ein chashash di'al pi roiv yimsu sham. We just said this yimsu gam she'ena mehuganim. It's not a problem today. You can invite. It's not a problem today. You can invite because it's always going to be at the Sa'uda. Do you have to tell them, don't worry, you can come. I'm inviting you. You don't have to worry. I'm having also Anoshim, She'enim, Huganim. So it's not a problem if you don't want to come. Ach, mikol makom, nochen lelich. What?
He's not saying that you don't go to the bris. He says if you don't eat at the Sa'uda, you're having.
Right, you don't eat the Sa'uda. You don't eat the Sa'uda, right? You don't eat at the Sa'uda, correct?
If I go to the bris, but I don't eat, I'm still in the Sa'uda.
That's what it says. Wow, what a bracha. If you eat, you need so. If you make, what about Erev Shabbos? Ayin Sham, you should make it early in the morning. Of course, it's not lechatil, you should make it early in the morning, not in the afternoon. V'oid kosav denagu lasa sudah mishta b'leil Shabbos, lachar shenolad, zecher, l'ashenot zohar, nichnasim eitzel tinuk litoim sham. You go to the tinuk where the tinuk is located to be toim there. Vugamkein suudas mitzvah ad kan l'shaynai. From the words of ve'ein halashen meduyuk shemaschel besudim mishta misayim b'teima. Contradiction. We make a shalom zohar. Is that a meal or is that just a teima? Ve'emes ein aminig besuda. It's not meant to go have a suda. You just have a vrak b'teima. Pius peros v'karon ze ben zohar arbis v'lemach mas b'shabes achar tefila. And the next day, nichnasim etzloi etzel hayoledes litein mazel toiv. Okay, it says here that you're supposed to greet the mother on the day after Shabbos, after tefillah. You're supposed to go to the mother. Did anyone do this today? Did anyone do this today? The karen lezeh shalom zachar. So he says that the shalom zachar at night it's called the ben zachar. By day, when you go to the mother, by day after davening, that's when it's called the shalom zachar. V'noyagim shaloi litoim klum v'yomim shezeu mitakonas hamedina l'bli l'hachbid al habal habris. And the minig is not to taste anything by day when you go to the mother, because you it's a burden. Because l'bilti l'hachbid al habal habris, you don't want to burden them with serving you food or meal more. I don't know. Look at Amid Ches Yamila, one more halacha, and we'll finish up with Yamila. Shechal b'yom tainis siba ha-ksuvim, mispalim slichos, v'yomim didui, v'yavid malkeinu, v'yin oimim v'hurachum v'nifil sapayim. You say slichos, you say vidui. The only you do not do in the Bris Mila, you don't say tachnon. Avol oimim keler chapayim, you do say keler chapayim, mizmo yancha b'yom tzorah, l'amatzeach, yesh oimim v'yesh, that, I'm sorry, yesh oimim v'yesh ein oimim. V'yetzleinu oimim. You always say lamatzeach by a bris mila. Or the chol yom shkishyesh mila in oimim tachnun v'af gam im rak hamol or yasanik or yavi haben mispal bezakneses alf alpi ashamila b'mokem acher ein oimim tachnun v'loy v'urachum v'yesh mukamos shebchol ear ein oimim kishyesh mila the ear v'yatzlenu loy no hagokain. Some places the balabris, the moil, the father is by davening. You don't say tachnun that shul. What about the whole city? Different minhagim. Our minig is loy no hagokain the kasa bim minhagim shemolim kaidim aleinu. So it's supposed to do the bris mila before you finish davening. Who does that today? Before aleinu, the ein cholts niyatz. No, but that's a different aleinu. That's a separate aleinu. You're supposed to do as part of davening, and you're not supposed to take off tefillin. The ein cholts niyatzfillin ad acher hamila. The gam oimim piyutim. There are piyutim that have to be said. The etzleinu loy nohagu be piyutim. We don't say piyutim. V'chein lamul koydim aleinu ein nohagim. We don't do that either. We finish davening. We have aleinu. We have the yoim la David kaddish yosem, and then everyone schmoozes for 5 minutes, and then baruch haba. V'chein dechalitzas atzfillin. Everyone takes off their tefillin. Why? Mishum the alpi roiv ein molim besakneses rakim besamil. Because many times we don't die. We don't have the bris meal takes place in a separate hall, not in the besakneses. U'lechein gam kishemolim. Since already it's become very common not to have the bris mila in the Beis, so then people already take off the tefillin as well. Someone else told me that's because people were not nizer in the kedusha of tefillin. Of David Feinstein told this to my father. My father asked him, my bris mila once, how come it says with Ferish and Mishnah Brewer you're supposed to keep on your tefillin? How come everyone takes off their tefillin? So David Feinstein says, you're right, but the oilam is not nizer in the kedusha of tefillin. So therefore, less is more. Less is more. Someone's not going to schmooze and not going to be nizer and doing things with the tefillin on that is not proper. It's better they should take off his tefillin before the bris mila. But at least the avi haben, the sandik and the moil, they should wear tefillin. V'lchein gamu shemolim v'leprokim v'zakneses inam amakein. What?
The moil doesn't.
So the moil depends on the moil. If the moil feels that he needs to be at his best, he needs by both hands, and the tefillin are interfering, then he will not wear tefillin. But there are moyalim that hold that no, there doesn't make a difference to them.
If he davens, maybe, but if he's not
No, it's an inyan. You're davening. Mishnah Berurah says ois, bris is an ois, tefillin is an ois. You should be ma'ariv of the ois. You should put. There's an inyan. There's an inyan of kedusha to have the tefillin when you're doing the bris milah. Even the moil, he wears a talis. You never saw a moil now wear a talis.
Yeah, but he puts it around
a garret and ties it up. So why? Better. You want to be good. Take off the talis. Put on a white coat. What do you have to have the talis for? So obviously the moyalim. You never saw a moil now wear a talis. That's not true. I saw someone wear white coats and then wear a talis. I take it back. Okay, there are certain types. They'll wear white coat. But Ruba, they'll wear a talis and they're not wearing tefillin. Why? That far they're not going to go. They're not going to not take off the talis. The davar should be kedusha. The davar should be kedusha, you have to dress the part. So wear the tefillin. I guess they feel they have to be at their best. They need their hands to operate. Yeah? What? Yeah?
People put on talis. But under the chuppah, you give kriyas...
No talis. So you're asking a very good question. Why don't, by a chasna, why don't we give a talis to the people who make the bracha? It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. By a bris milah, anyone who gets a kippah puts on a talis. You're right. You gotta make a bracha. Get a talis, it depends. A shul talis, not, but if you give your talis... At night, it's no tzitzis. So first of all, who says you're allowed to have a wedding at night? We're mekel. It's not so pashut. A wedding is a ma'aseh bezdin. A sader kedusha is a representative bezdin. A get also cannot be done at night. A get has to be done by day, unless it's an emergency. An emergency get, a guna shayla. The ruba, a get has to be done by day because a get is a ma'aseh bezdin. Kiddushin l'chayra is also a ma'aseh bezdin. There were communities, we once discussed this, there were communities where there was a hakpada that a marriage must be done by day only. By day only. So then you're good kasha, you day only, so you should wear tzitzis, you should wear talis, a davar shebe kedusha. You're making brachas, so why not? I don't know the answer. So, but.
That's why by the Yankees they wear a talis.
The chasen kala wears it to put a talis. That's the chuppah. That's the chuppah of the chasen kala.
So
but I don't know the answer. Okay, let's take a short break.